And listen, we are going to continue with our book interview. We have the author of Rosemary Jones in the studio. I'd like to say good morning, Rosemary.
Good morning.
We are just delighted that you were able to be here and that you're going to talk to us about the new book that you've written. And it's called Heart Matters. Now, what I want to know, Rosemary, why did you call the book Heart Matters?
Well, I was thinking about my son's condition, and while he was at the hospital, the Lord spoke to me and told me to write a book about him, mm-hmm. and he said the name would be Heart Matters.
Okay.
And it just took off from that point on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's so...
Well, it's really wonderful to get your directions directly from the Master himself.
Yes.
Heart Matters.
Yes.
And it's a heartwarming title, and it catches your eye when you see Heart Matters,
mm-hmm.
because matters that reach your heart are matters that count.
Yes.
So listen, we're going to, and the other thing, and that tells us why you wrote the book, because you wanted to write about your son's condition.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And when you started writing the book, was it difficult?
It was difficult in the beginning, because I wasn't sure of what to do with it. And as time went by, it was almost like a puzzle. You know, you have the pieces.
So
and
trying to put one piece, you put it there, and it doesn't fit, so you get another one.
Exactly. And so I just kind of pushed, I got 10 pages, and I just kind of pushed it to the side. And every time I had an experience with him, it was like another piece was added. And so before I knew it, you know, once he passed, the Lord said, write. And that's when all of the things just fell right into place.
And also in the beginning of the book, you tell a little bit about yourself and your personal experience. So tell us a little bit about that, how you went from that place to where you are now.
Well, I was living in a very dark time of my life.
And we all have those
had no yes, I had no direction. I didn't have the proper understanding. And I was just kind of roaming around the city in a mm-hmm. sense, just kind of looking for what I thought I needed,
yeah.
only to find I just kept running into brick walls.
Mm-hmm.
And one day the Lord kept trying to get me to understand that you headed the wrong way.
Right.
And I just continued to head the wrong way, but it came a point where my back was up against the wall. And I guess God was, in essence, he was telling me, you're going to listen to me one way or the other. And so I came to a place where I really began to listen to God, and I finally began to understand what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here I am today.
There's an interesting part that I read in here. It was a lady, I can't remember her name. She came to your house and she said the Lord sent her by to pray.
Evangelist Gracie Johnson.
Okay.
Yes.
And, you know, that's the thing that we miss in our religious walk with God today. And many of the missionaries that used to, and I know my mother used to do the same thing. She used to go to people's house and praise that the Lord would send her to pray.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But you know, most of the missionaries we have today, everybody wants to be an amazing wonder and just stand behind the pulpit and, you know, give the gospel. But there are things behind the scene that the old patriots used to do that we don't see a whole lot going on today. And when I read about that,
mm-hmm.
it reminded me of my mother, who, missionary Daniel Stokes, who used to go and pray, and she
exactly.
was known. People would call her to pray when anything happened because she was like a prayer warrior.
Exactly.
But we don't have a whole lot of that going on today, so I was impressed with that.
Yes.
So she came to pray for you, and at that point, and what happened after that?
At that point, I still was confused, but then, you know, you could kind of tell something else was, mm-hmm. was going on with
right.
me. And as time went by, I began to feel different. I began to think a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But the day when I laid my hands on that radio, when that preacher was saying, God said, if you're sick, lay your hands on the television, he said, and you will be healed. And I just said, hey, what the heck? I don't have anything to lose. I mean, you know, when you think about it, you try everything else. And when I tried it, I really began to mm-hmm. see that something was happening to me.
Okay.
And I started feeling better,
right.
you know, and I start, you know, I could see a little clearer,
uh-huh.
you know. And
I can
and
see clearly now.
Yes,
that the rain
I can
is going.
See, you know, as the scripture says, I once was blind,
now
but
I
now
see.
I see. And the Lord began to work with me, you know. And then once I got saved, I began to think about Evangelist Gracie Johnson and how she impacted my life.
Okay.
And I decided, you know what, I want to do that too. And so what I do is I go out and to people's homes and on the streets, mm-hmm. and I talk to them about the Lord.
Wonderful.
And pray for them too. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Gregory, your son.
Gregory was a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
He was my only son, and he was one of the he was very unique, and he was one of the best sons anybody could ask
mm-hmm.
for. He was there for me in areas of my life that most, you know, when I look at today's society, I see children really disconnected from their parents. Mm-hmm. But he was one of those children that always looked out for me and my daughter, and he always said, I'm going to take care of you and Tammy.
Mm, wonderful. And how old was he when he died?
He was 40. He was 40 years old when he passed. And he did everything that he said.
He was a handsome guy, too.
He was a very nice person. Very nice. And everybody that know him loved him. Mm-hmm. He was one of those people that everybody...
To know him is to love him.
Is to love him. He was a very caring, very unique individual, mm-hmm. always looking out for everybody. Right. And he, I don't know, he was one of those people who felt like he can do anything.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me, what did he die from? What was the cause?
He had a heart problem. His heart had begun to deteriorate.
Okay.
And so he was implanted with a heart pump that actually he started doing the things he always was able to do, you know. But then he began to get other ailments and other conditions, which, you know, just kind of broke everything on down. Yeah, but it helped him tremendously.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And I see there's a picture in here of a, looks like, is this some, from a wedding?
This is his wife, him and Anisha Forrest Jones. Yes, mm-hmm. they got married back, I think it was 2002. Uh-huh. And yeah, he was still married when he passed. Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's a beautiful young lady, too.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, what a blessing. So, mm-hmm. Coming after having written this book, did you feel any different after you wrote the book?
I felt a lot different because when you lose your only son mm-hmm. and you were very close to him, mm-hmm. I believe that God knew that I was going to be disconnected. Mm-hmm. Well, I was disconnected from him because I felt it in hospital, but he knew that I was going to run into a problem. And so the Lord spoke to me like 2 weeks after his burial, and mm-hmm. he said, write. Mm-hmm. I knew right away he meant write about that book because I believe that I would have ran into some very serious problems. Mm-hmm. And writing that book actually helped me get through my grief. It was a healing. Mm-hmm. That was a healing.
Wonderful.
And I had lots of questions about my son, what happened to him, why this and why that. In the process of me writing this book, the Lord answered every one of my questions.
All the questions that
all
you
of them were. And I was at peace. Wonderful. I was at peace after that.
Yeah. Well, listen, what do you want people, after they read this book, what do you really want them to find out in this book?
I want them to, first of all, take a serious look at their lives mm-hmm. and realize and recognize that if they're living a stressful life, mm-hmm. stress is very damaging. Mm-hmm. If you don't manage it properly, it can cause mental problems, it can cause physical problems, it could cause your health to break down. And so if we look at life from a different perspective mm-hmm. and recognize that there's a source that's greater than us that created us and knows exactly how to make this flesh works or how to make our spirits come alive. And in this book, it tells you all of that, how you can live or maintain your stress, in other words, and how if you go to God in prayer, God can answer every one of your concerns, the concerns that make you sick, the concerns that keep you agitated and upset. God has the answer. And we need to be in an intimate relationship with him so that we can hear him. Because oftentimes people are in relationship, but if you're not hearing what the other party has to say, mm-hmm. you're not getting the answers that you really need.
I was reading something in here, something about when you got shot.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us a little bit about that. You know, because I've known you for a long time, and so when you see people, you have no idea what has gone on or what is going on in their lives or what they've been through.
Exactly.
But I just know that you're a wonderful person and that
you're
a God-fearing person and that you love the Lord.
Yes.
But I found out so many different phases that we never knew about.
Exactly.
So what was going on when you got shot?
When back during that time in the early 70s, I was roaming around the city looking for love and, in all the wrong places, just mm-hmm. like most young people do today.
Absolutely.
And the people that I met weren't really as I thought they were. You know how you meet people, and if you don't have the proper understanding in the beginning, you'll meet people and you will misjudge them.
Absolutely.
Not that he was, the person was such a bad person, but he had friends that weren't very good. And so I was just looking for love.
Mm-hmm.
And I was accepting everybody for my friend.
Right.
But the mistake that was made was when he brought someone to my home.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, it turned out bad.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, I was dealing with some other things in my life that God had really was dealing with me about, but I decided I'm going to take this route and I'm going to have an abortion. I'm going to do this. But then God has a way of stopping us from doing something that he knows is going to be detrimental to our own well-being. And when this situation happened, you know, you would think that I would have completely got straight with God, but it did not happen yet.
Well, sometimes we don't do it all.
Did not happen yet.
It takes a while.
It takes a while, okay. But, you know, as time went by, I got it together.
Well, this is a wonderful book.
I got it together.
And it's, the title of the book is Heart Matters, and anybody who reads this book is going to come away feeling different.
I really believe that.
Absolutely. Well, listen, where can we purchase the book if people want to buy this book?
Okay, you can go to my website, which is heartmatterslegacy.com. And on my website, you will see a link to Amazon.com or iUniverse.com. You can click on either one, and it'll take you straight to where you can order the book. Or you can order it online, but you can also call 1-800. The number is 1-800. Let's see, we get the number together here.
The number that they can call to get this book is, as a matter of fact, that while she's looking for it, you can call the station. You can call
773-752-1225.
And she's going to find the
1-800.
1-800-288-4677.
And you can talk to customer support and order the book there. There are times when I do book signings, and I have the books. I had a book signing last week.
Okay, when you're having another one, if you let us know, we'll announce it for you.
I most certainly will.
It is a wonderful book, and I think that you need to owe it to yourself to purchase it and read it. It will be a heartwarming experience, story about her, a mother and a son, and many things happen in the course of her writing this book. Thank you, Rosemary, for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you so much for allowing me to be
here. And we look forward to talking to you. And again, when you have the book signed, be sure to let us know.
I most certainly will.